Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Welcome. Hello, everyone on Facebook and YouTube. Welcome back to the replay. I was just talking to Instagram family over here. And so before I get into it, I want to say a prayer and then I'll go ahead and get into the teaching and a couple of announcements. All right. And so, Holy Spirit, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for your people today. Father, I pray that, God, this message will bless them. It would encourage them. It would inspire them. And, Lord, it would give them revelation as to what season they are in. Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to speak through me. I surrender everything that I have to you, Lord God, my ears, my eyes, my feet, everything. God, I am your vessel to be used for your kingdom and for your glory. I just name my prayer. Amen and amen. And so I'm excited about today's teaching. I really am. I didn't go live last week. It was my birthday week. Okay. I had a lot going on. Okay. Thank you all for the birthday love and all that good stuff. So I'm back to the series of Seize the Season. And so I've been in this series now for a couple of months and we went through five thus far. And the first season we went over is the infant stage. The second one we were over was the pruning season. The third one was the healing season. The fourth one was the season about testing. And the fifth one was about the season of reconciliation. And so in part five, we talked about Joseph and how, you know, God led him to reconcile with his brothers. All right. And so if you want to go back and hear those teachings, you can go to my YouTube channel. You can also go to Instagram as well to hear the replay. They're meaty. It's juicy. It's amazing. All right. And so we're going to go ahead and just go right into it because I do have a lot to do today. So part six is all about preparation and resting, the preparation season and the resting season. Okay, we'll have two in one today. And so the Lord told me to go back to the story of Joseph. He said, go back to the story of Joseph and look at his story, his life, and use that as a blueprint to teach his people today. Okay. And so we're going to go actually to Genesis chapter 41. And here we are. Many of you guys have already heard this story before. I'm not going to read the entire scripture. It's very long and meaty, but I am going to summarize it for you all. So again, for those of you who are just getting on, we're talking about season, the season, okay? But before I get into that, let me share with you the definition of preparation first, okay? It is the action or process of making something ready for use or service or of getting ready for some occasion, test, or duty, okay? That's what the word preparation means. And you know how I am. I want to dig a little bit deeper. So I looked at some other words that also meant preparation. Readying, providing, prepping, arranging, fixing, fortifying, furnishing, and equipping. Okay. These are only a few other words that also means preparation. So let's go to Genesis chapter 41. And here it talks about Pharaoh's dream. So Pharaoh, you know, had this dream. It's long and elaborate. I'm not going to read the whole entire dream. He had two dreams, okay? And the dreams were just so chaotic and so stressful for him that it overwhelmed him. It troubled him. He couldn't shake it, right? So anytime you have a dream like that, you definitely have to learn and really seek revelation and interpretation of that dream quickly, because it's very urgent, okay? Very, very urgent, right? And so I'm going to go to the next section, where the cupbearer that had literally told Joseph, whenever he was in prison and in the dungeon, that he would not forget him, because Joseph actually interpreted his dream as well. And so Pharaoh was like, hey, I need somebody to help me understand what I'm seeing. What does this dream mean? Okay, he went and he talked to and consulted with the sorcerers and those who dibble and dabble in divination. And they could not tell him what that dream meant. Okay. So the cupbearer was like, hey, Pharaoh, I know somebody that can tell you what your dream means. He helped me whenever I was in prison with him. And what he said came to pass to the very exact T. Okay. So Pharaoh said, go and fetch Joseph, bring him to me. So they went to the dungeon, the word of God says, and they fetched him. Joseph had to change clothes. Joseph had to shave and all this other good stuff. And they took him before Pharaoh. And so Pharaoh was like, hey, okay, Joseph, here's my dream. Can you tell me what my dream means? And Joseph said, I can't tell you, but God can. So he always gave credit back to the Lord. He always gave credit back to God as to what, you know, he was receiving as far as revelation about dreams and visions. Okay. And so I'm going to read to you the interpretation a little bit about what the dream meant. So if you go to Genesis chapter 40, let me see, 41, verse 26, it says here, the seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads of grain are 7 years as well. It is one and the same dream. The seven lean, ugly cows that came up afterward were 7 years. And so are the seven worthless heads of grain scorched by the east wind. They are 7 years of famine. And so pretty much, you know, what God was saying was that the children of Egypt, the land of Egypt, was going to have 7 good years of plenty, of harvest, of good food, right? And then after that, 7 years of famine. And the famine, in the word of God, says here, was going to be so bad to the point where they couldn't even remember when they did have the land of plenty. They will forget it, okay? I thought that was very interesting to me when I was reading that. And so, Pharaoh, you know, said, okay, you know, we need to prepare. We need to get, you know, the land ready so that whenever the drought comes, whenever the land does not have enough food, we'll have enough stored up for 7 years. So he said, wow, who can I trust to spearhead this? Who can I trust to be able to carry this this vision out in preparation for what's to come? And Pharaoh was like, you know what? Let me just get Joseph pretty much to do it, right? He's a man who was wise, a man who was discerning, a man after God's own heart. I can trust him. He hears the Holy Spirit, right? Well, we're Holy Spirit for us, right? But then he heard directly from God, okay? And so he put Joseph in charge of Egypt, okay? So let me tell you what he did. So verse 41 says this. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and people shouted before him, make way. Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. They put Joseph in charge of the whole land of Egypt. During this time, he was only 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentiful. Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Okay. And so this word today, you guys, is twofold. It is so, oh my God, it was so meaty to me. There was so many nuggets just jumping at me, for me, for myself personally, and also for the body of Christ. All right. And so prior to this moment, okay, the Lord has been preparing Joseph for a time such as this, right? Meaning being in the Word of God, right? During that time period. He had been preparing him mentally, spiritually, and physically, right? In order to fulfill the call on his life and also to help save a nation, okay? And so many of us, many of you are also in the season of preparation. And the Lord, as always, will have me to like reflect back over my own personal life and highlight points to me in my life where I was also going through these same seasons to be able to share with you all my experience, my testimony to encourage you, right? I'm not just a teacher of the word. I live the word, okay? Like all of us, if we take out time to go to the Word of God and read it and get understanding, we can see ourselves in so many situations, right? And so I want to share with you today, you know, first of all, how do you know that you are in a season of preparation? But before, you know, I do that, you know, I want you to remember that, you know, even now, right? We are in as a body of Christ, you know, preparing for what's ahead. God's preparing us for what's to come, you guys. And so many people are still woke. I mean, still asleep. And some of us are still like halfway awake, halfway asleep, not really fully understanding what's going on. And so all of us right now really are in a, you know, or like preparing for what's to come, right? Preparing for the call in our lives in so many different ways and capacities, okay? So definitely seek the Lord and ask God, first of all, God, what season am I in, right? In my personal life, what season is the body of Christ in? It could be different, a little different, right? And then ask God to give you strategy, to give you tools, to help you to be obedient to what he's asking you to do, all right? And so now we're going to get into how do you know that you are in a season of preparation? The very first thing is God will give you instructions on the little things. It's the little things, you guys. What I have learned, this is a quote from my best friend. She said, it's so important to obey God in every single season, even the little things to the T, because it's preparation for what God wants to do for you and in you in the future. Okay. Many times I know for sure I can look back and say, God's giving me something to do. It was so small. My God, why am I doing this? Right. And he would just tell me, I'm preparing you. He won't always tell me, you know, what it's for. Right. But as time go on, it begins to unfold and I see why I had to do that. And it does take a level of faith and obedience for you to be able to do that. There have been times I definitely have failed for sure. And I felt horrible. Right. But God is a redeemer. So ask God to like bring it back around for you. Okay. If you notice that you didn't obey in the little things. Okay. And so one of the things I remember, this was like back in 2013, and I was going through so much warfare. And I say warfare, not just from people, but literally the enemy was like after me, okay, in my sleep, in my dreams, trying to choke me. I was going through a lot in my body. It's going through a lot, okay? And I kept saying, God, I have not done anything wrong. I know, what the word of God says, right? I know that no one is exempt from having trials or going through warfare, but this was different. It was on a whole other different level that, I wasn't really used to it during that time back in 2013. And the Lord said, I am preparing you, right? And honestly, I don't think I even asked him what he was preparing me for, but I knew that when I asked him that, he gave me an answer. I had peace. It's like he gave me peace about it because I knew that God was with me, right? So he was allowing me to endure and go through certain things spiritually in preparation for what is ahead in my life, in my ministry, in the call on my life. Okay. And so he gave me peace. And so I looked at warfare differently. Okay. It gave me a new perception of the reason we go through warfare. For one, definitely it could be for disobedience, right? I wasn't being disobedient in that during that time at all. I was being very faithful. Okay. Second of all, God allows it, right, to strengthen us, to equip us, to allow us to see what's on the inside of us, to teach us how to fight, to teach us how to war, okay, for ourselves and also for others. So there's one reason to know is that God will give you the little instructions to do. So it's important that you obey those things, okay? The next one here is during the preparation stage, some areas of our lives appear to be dead or bare, and we don't see any growth, and we get frustrated, right? It's like, God, I'm doing all these things you're telling me to do. I'm being obedient, Lord. Like, I know that, it's for a purpose, but when am I going to see the fruit of my harvest or the fruit of my labor? Right. And so in that moment, as I'm studying this, the Lord began to just remind me again of a tree. As I said before, and in previous lives and previous teachings about seeds this season, the Lord began to minister to me about a tree and how our life and our journey here is very similar to trees, you guys. Okay, very similar to trees, right? Trees are created by God. If you look at scripture and Genesis chapter one, the one, two, or three, one of those chapters, God talks about how he created vegetation and the trees, right? And things of that nature. And then he told me, he said, a lot of people will say terms like this, like overnight success or like overnight growth, right? And that, it sounds good, but it's not true. It's not an overnight process. When you look at a fruit, a piece of fruit on a tree that's ripe and healthy and beautiful, right? Sometimes, like let's say, for example, you look outside today and you see fruit on the tree slowly growing and it seems so small, it's not ripe yet. Then you look again like a day or maybe a two later, and it's like boom, it's just full-blown beautiful piece of fruit. And it does appear as though it grew overnight, but it didn't. It had to go through a preparation phase, right? So trees and what they bear, the fruit they bear, goes through a preparation phase just like we do. And so oftentimes we see people, who we're not familiar with or don't know their story or their background. And it's like, boom, they just blew up, right? But that's not when God hand is in it. That's not how it happens. In the background, they're being obedient. In the background, they're sacrificing. In the background, they're allowing God to test them. In the background, they're enduring suffering and so much more. And that's exactly what Joseph did. Joseph went through a lot. He had to go through this huge preparation phase to prepare him to be ruler over Egypt under Pharaoh. Okay? And so the preparation season is so important, right? Oftentimes we want to bypass this process sometimes too because we want to see fruit. We want to get to the harvest. And guess what? I get it. I understand, right? Who wants to go through all that, really? But it's worth it. And I'm going to tell you exactly in a moment what happened with Joseph and how he saw that it was worth it. Okay. The third thing I want to share is that how you know that you are in a preparation phase. If God is telling you no to certain projects, opportunities, and so much more, it is so important to listen to him. And so I see this with people who are, emerging leaders and also seasoned leaders, right? Like God will for a season, for a period, he might tell you no to certain things, like back to back to back, because you're not ready. Because you're not ready, right? God wants you to be ready in all areas, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, right? And so it's important to seek God and ask God, God, should I be doing this? God, should I be doing that? And I've led before in the four walls of the church before with other leaders. And, you know, I have to tell them, I'm like, listen, like, you can't be going everywhere, right? You got to listen to God. Like, I don't care how big the opportunity may seem. Okay, I don't care how much money the opportunity is. If God is telling you no, it's for a reason. And if you do it, you know, I don't know what can happen. You know, a lot can happen, you know, and you don't want to be disobedient to God. And, you know, that causes him to not, you know, answer your prayers or hear your heart. He loves us, but he will allow us to learn hard lessons if we keep being disobedient. Okay. And so God is telling you no, just keep in mind that it's for a reason. It's probably for preparation season. I remember I had this, my friend also got, had called me for a season to mentor her for just a season. And, you know, she really wanted to go on social media and start ministering and things of that nature. And I remember she had called me. This was like a few years ago. And I was like, okay. So I called her back and I'm like, hey girl, what's wrong? She was crying. And I was like, what is wrong? Like, why are you crying? And she was like, I'm crying because I asked God if I could start my YouTube channel and he told me no. And I thought, y'all, this is probably wrong. But she we had that kind of relationship. I started laughing. I said, are you serious? I said, are you crying, girl? I said, this is what I said, you crying lets me know that you're not even ready. Because it's the reason why God told you no. I said, you're not ready, right? And so she, you know, she let it out. She cried, right? I talked to her, listened to her. And then I talked to her again another time after that. She was saying, yeah, I wasn't ready. She said, I clap back at people. If someone attacks me, I'm attack them back. She was like, if they come at my under my videos, I'm going to have something to say back. So I'm like, yeah, exactly. You don't have time to entertain foolishness, okay? And so, yeah, so God will tell you no sometimes whenever you're not ready. Okay, so go here. All right, and so here's what I was saying earlier about Joseph and how it was worth it for him to go through all that. So if you go to Genesis chapter 40 again, verse 51, it says, Joseph named his first, Joseph ended up getting, you know, having two children, okay, and then he named his firstborn Manasseh, and he said, it is because God has made me forget all my trouble in all my father's household. And so he was pretty much, he's saying, like, I forgot everything is like, just like white from like, not his memory in total, right? But what it was, he was saying it was worth it. God has restored me. God has restored me, right? I'm finding joy and happiness again. All right. Verse 52, it says, the second son he named Ephraim and said, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Woo, God. And so When I read that, I just felt the Holy Spirit fall so heavy on me. And God was saying that many of you have suffered. You have been tried. You have been tested. You have been misunderstood. When you step into this next that God has for you, you will not remember it no more. It will be as though a vapor in the air. It'll be as though it never happened. Almost like a dream or a vision you may have had a long time ago, right? And so God is a restorer. God is a redeemer. As I was saying before in the season series, part about the pruning, how God will prune us and then he will heal us. It's the same thing here. If God allows you to go through something and to go through all this testing and endurance and you lost so much, right? Best believe that God's going to restore it and you will like never, ever remember it. Okay. So keep that in mind, meditate on that scripture and look at the life of Joseph and what happened. Okay, so now we're going to switch over into the next season that God told me to do. He said, are you doing two today? I'm like, okay, God, we're going to do two today. So they're very short. Let me get some juice. All right. And so the next one is the season of rest. The season of rest. Okay. And so many believers have a hard time resting. Okay. They have a hard time resting for so many reasons. So much to do, there's so much going on, especially whenever you're in ministry, you love ministry, you're passionate about ministry. And then other things I've seen too along the way over the years that sometimes people attach their whole identity to their ministry. And honestly, that's not healthy either. All right. So what does rest mean? It means to cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength. Okay. Here are some other words that also means rest. We have relax, we have take a rest, ease up, let up, slow down, pause, have take a break, do nothing, take time off, unwind, recharge one's batteries, be at leisure, take it easy, sit back, sit down, stand down, right? And the list goes on. There were so many words that popped up when I was looking at, other words that also meant to rest, right? And rest does not mean to do nothing at all. Let me explain. Okay. And so after this period, first, Joseph had a season of like reconciliation with his family. Then he went through prep, he also had preparation season, right? And now he is able to go into a season of rest. All right. And so, what happened, during this time, Joseph, his whole family came to Egypt, right? They had moved and had their own land, and he was like spending time with them, spending time with his children. His father was like actually entering into his last days, and Pharaoh allowed Joseph to go be with his family. As his leader, Pharaoh allowed Joseph to go spend time with his family, especially when his father was falling, was, becoming sick. Or just, getting ready to pass away. And the reason why I'm really like honing in on this particular point is that I see this a lot. Now, I've definitely seen where people are, in a rest period and God might have them do like one assignment here, there, right? But it's not anything strenuous or crazy, right? It's just enough to keep them active, but also to give them a period of rest. I remember like during the pandemic, I had a client and she started seeing me and her mom had just passed away. And she was telling me how she, had felt some guilt because during her mom's transition, her mom needed more care, her mom needed so much more, and she didn't have a lot of help to do that. And so she was still in ministry, which is fine, but her leader expected her to still operate in the same capacity as though she didn't have a mom that was actively dying. And that frustrated me because I'm like, whatever assignment that she was doing in the church, it could have waited. It could have, she could have, or people could have helped her with it. And so she told me, she said, yes, it's my fault as well for not speaking up as well about it, but they also knew that my mom was sick and she was like, and so, I'm tired, I'm exhausted now because I was going and operating so heavily in ministry while trying to take care of my mom who was transitioning. Okay. So she needed to enter a season of rest. Okay. I remember during the pandemic for therapists, it was busy. For me, it was just crazy. Okay. I had a lot of full caseload. I had my children home. They were being homeschooled. My husband was also still working. God had told me to start building things. I was building up, my ministry more on another level and my brand and so much more. And you guys, I was graced for it. Okay. I was in a season of building. I was in a season of building, okay? A season of just where God was just stretching me too, like, my capacity to be able to do more. And, after everything kind of settled down, I was saying, God, I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. And so actually last year, like for about 3 or 4 months, I entered a season of rest. Many people don't know that, or they think, oh, she could, well, you still, they were still seeing me on social media. But what was happening was I already had content that I had scheduled out. I also were only doing my prayer reels for a season, y'all, and I rested. Like I literally would wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, do the very minimum, okay? Spend time with my family, my girls, pour into them, be in my word and in prayer. That was it. That was it. And so God told me to also do those prayer reels every morning, okay? And so I was busy with doing that. I was still doing ministry, but at a lower level, right? Where I wasn't exerting too much energy so I can rest. And I needed it, y'all. I was enjoying myself. I was like, whew. I was like, I could stay right here for a little while longer. This feels good. And so, yeah, so you can feel it. Resting is so important, you guys. So I want to go to scripture as well about rest and let you know and share with you what God has shown me and given me this far about this season. And so Mark chapter 6, verse 31 says this. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while. Okay. For many were coming and going and they had no leisure even to eat. So during this time, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, having them to, you know, rest because they had been ministering to the people. All right. So if you go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All right. Have one more. This one right here, a little bit more meatier, and it's so good. So good. So you have Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his work as God did from his. And so if you read that whole entire chapter, chapter 4, it talks about how God rested on the seventh day, how he rested from and he rested and he enjoyed the fruits of his labor, meaning he watched it. He saw that it was good. All right. And so then God began to share with me as well. You know, also he was saying how the children of Israel, they couldn't never enter into a season of rest because they were so disobedient. They was hard headed. Their heart had became hard towards God. And then he said, but Joseph was able to enter into a season of rest and enjoy the fruits of his labor because he was obedient to God, right? And so whenever we enter into rest with God, it is different. It's not the same as the kind of rest that we perceive, okay? I did a podcast episode like maybe last year, maybe 2 years ago now, if that long, called Soul Care versus Self-Care, okay? Soul care and self-care is not the same thing. Soul care is taking care of your soul, taking care of your heart, right? Allowing God to heal you from some things, allowing God to, you know, help you to rest in that particular season. So it's on my podcast. If you want to hear that, let me know and I'll put it down in the comment section. And then also, I had a podcast I did, a live I did last year, called How to Rest in God's Presence. Okay, so you definitely have to have rest periodically, right? You need to just sit down with God and just rest, right? Sometimes I just rest, sometimes I don't read, I meditate, but I just like, God, I want to be right here in your presence, right? And when I do that, you guys, he gives me so much strength, he gives me so much energy, he begins to minister to me. It's like I can just feel this thing just coming off of me from the week or the past couple of weeks or whatever, right? And so it's important for us to rest, especially when you are in ministry, especially when you are a kingdompreneur, meaning you are an entrepreneur for God, because there's always something to do. Okay, it's always something to do. And so you have to discipline yourself to rest to avoid burnout, to avoid yourself being stressed, and to avoid, you know, giving the enemy a foothold into your life. Because what happens is when you're so busy, how can you really hear God fully? You might hear little trickles here and there when God speaks to you if you're so busy, but it's not going to be as clear because you are like, you have so much going on. You got this going on, that going on, this going on, that going on, this going on, that going on. You know, over the years, I've counseled so many people. Okay. And some of these people, like, they're so busy. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, God ain't talking to me. I'm like, yes, he is. I promise he's talking to you, but you're not listening. Okay. And I've definitely been there before, right? Early in my walk, when I was just so busy, I was working all the time, right? And I would hear him here and there, but I wasn't still enough to really get everything that God was saying to me. And I realized is that whenever you need clarity on something, like, God is the ultimate person that can tell you where to go, give you instructions on what to do and what not to do. He gives you wisdom, okay? And so I encourage you, if God is leading you to rest, obey. I remember even I was a part of this therapist group like a couple of years ago, and this woman, she's a woman of God as well, and she had her own practice. She had people working up under her, and she ended up being in the hospital, right? And she posted her story. She was like, "You guys, I have been running for a few years now. I never rested. I didn't go take care of myself. I've gained all this weight." And she almost had a heart attack. She almost had a heart attack. And she had like a mental breakdown. And for almost like, I think 7 days, she was in the hospital. And so you don't want to be that person that's in the hospital because you refuse to rest. Okay. So it's the season of rest. And that time frame is depending on how God leads you. I definitely have people that are my friends now who are in the season of rest and they're loving it. They're like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing, Shakina." I'm like, "I told you, rest, okay?" And so I can speak, about that from experience and from what God has taught me about resting. Okay. So that is the end of today's teaching. I didn't do my announcements in the beginning, but I'm going to go ahead and do those really quickly right now. And so, as you know, if you guys are following me on social media, you can see that I have my program open now for people to become a certified Christian life coach. It has been amazing. My students are learning so much. I enjoy meeting with them. And so if you want to join and learn more about it, you can go to the page. The link is in my bio on Instagram, or you can go to the link here on Facebook and YouTube as well. You can see the link as well in the description of this live today. Okay. Also, I will be having a interest meeting for in September the 12th, I believe, on Eventbrite. For those of you who have questions, okay, because I cannot answer everyone's question when I say that, like over the phone. Like, people want to call me and talk to me about it, but that's just a lot, okay? And so I'm creating this space for people to be able to come and ask me questions. If you want to send me an email, that's fine. But I do not have the capacity or time to talk to every person who want to talk to me about this program. Okay. I love y'all, but I'm only one person. Okay. Also, if you know, I already have this other book I have here, a workbook called Unashamed, is available now on Amazon and my Lulu store. People have purchased it so far, have been blessed by it. One of my clients told me yesterday, she said, "This book is amazing." She said, "It's blessed me a lot." She said, "Where was this book at, for me a year ago?" I said, "Well, here it is now." And so she's going to share it with her friends and family to help them as well in areas of shame. And the next book I have, you guys, that just got it came out, God, almost 2 weeks ago, if that, is called 10 Stumbling Blocks for Christian Leaders. All right. As you guys know, I'm very passionate about the kingdom, but I'm very passionate about God's leaders. All right. He followed me on Instagram and follow me on TikTok, not TikTok, but on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm like sharing like posts to encourage leaders. I'm sharing posts about my testimony. And so far on Instagram, I've been getting a lot of feedback, a lot of posts, a lot of sharing, DMs, comments. And thank you so much for sharing. This is so important and so needed and so inspiring. And so this book is not to condemn you. This book is not created to make you feel like you're less than or not enough. This book is created to help you to avoid 10 stumbling blocks that the enemy tries to use to cause Christian leaders to stumble. And over the years, I have seen many stumble because of the things in this book that God has given me. And so each lesson, there's 10 lessons in here, is a lesson, the audio teaching for it, and then also an assessment to see where you are. I'm glad God gave it to me in this form because I know people sometimes can be a little embarrassed or shame to talk about some of these things. So we want you to become unashamed. That's the goal, unashamed. to work on this, okay? Many leaders, what I've seen, especially young leaders, right, emerging leaders, are so excited, right? And they are so, they can be consumed with the gifts of the Spirit, But you got to allow God to also work on your mental health, to work on your character, your integrity, because those are the things that will sustain you in ministry. The gifts of God without repentance, right? But whenever you begin to produce fruit in these areas, this is what's going to help your ministry to last. It's going to help you to have a healthy foundation, and be able to like continue to minister for years to come. Okay. So get this book. It is in my store. If you go to lulu.com, put in my name, Shaquita Torres, you will see all the books I have there thus far. It's not on Amazon yet. I'm waiting to receive the other copy of this book before I approve it on Lulu. And then they will distribute it out to Amazon and other platforms as well. Okay, so it's very it's short. I don't say it's short, it's good, it's short, right? You can write in it, see that? You can write in a book. It's matte, it feels so velvety. When it came on my birthday, by the way, I was so excited. I was like, oh my god. So my husband, he picked the book up. He said, this is amazing, this is beautiful. So I'm glad I was able to push this baby out, because you guys, what, I'm gonna tell you something. Okay. So God had actually given me the instruction. He said, you're going to create, you know, this book right from the series I had did, and it'll have this and that. And he told me the whole blueprint for the book, y'all. And so I wrote it down. He didn't give me a date as to when to do it, when to start it. And so I just kind of kept it, you know, on the back of my mind, on my to-do list. And so what happened was, I don't know, some of you guys have watched, you know, the Hillsong series about, you know, what happened in the ministry. And when I was watching it, it just stirred me up so much. It stirred me up so much because I could see that, you know, the pastor, there were a lot of things that he had been through, you know, his childhood that he hadn't healed from. Then I was also triggered a little bit because they, you know, they're pretty much just like throwing to the side, right? Like, it's like, okay, we move it on because you got all this stuff going on now. We can't, we gotta like let you go. And they threw him away. I was mad. Okay. So, but anywho, so that triggered me to go ahead and get this book out. And I finished this book in like 3 days, y'all. I was like working like on this book nonstop. My husband said, man, you better do it. You better get it. You better get that book out. And so here it is, y'all. I got it out. So there are other workbooks to come that God put on my heart to create. I'm excited about it, but I want to make sure that I'm doing it in excellence and I'm not rushing to get it done, but also putting a little pressure to get it out for you guys, okay? So thank you all so much for watching. I'm going to say a quick prayer for those of you who will come back and watch the replay, and I will see you guys the next time. All right, so Holy Spirit, I just thank you right now for your word today. Father, I pray, God, that your people are learning to seize the season, embrace their season, and hear what you have to say about what they're going through. Father, I thank you, God, that we will all stand on Romans 8:28. It says that nothing will be wasted. Everything that we go through, God, will be used for our good. And so, Holy Spirit, God, I ask you, God, to give them stamina, to give them energy, Lord God, to encourage their hearts, encourage their spirits, Lord. Father, speak to them, Lord God, about their season. Give them insight into what's ahead. God, let them know, God, that what they're going through is not by accident. And that, God, even if they steer away to the left or to the right, that, God, you are faithful enough to bring them back to the right place. I thank you, God, that everything that we endure is not going to be in vain. Thank you, God. And so, Father, we just thank you today. I thank you for your people. I pray that, God, this word has blessed them. I pray, God, that you will please first and foremost, Lord. And, God, we thank you and we love you and we honor you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. So that's all I have for today, you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. For those who come back and watch the replay, let me know when you come back on and hit pound replay, okay? Type in pound replay, okay? Let me know so I know that you're here, okay? Let me go to Instagram. Some of you guys were coming on and off. Thank you guys so much. I'm gonna wave at you guys. Wave. All righty. And thank you guys so much on Facebook and YouTube. And I will see you guys next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.